you might not care about bear's ears, but if you like to fly drones, you had better take special care on Monday. Yes, the president is coming to town to trim bear's ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments. And while he's here, a huge portion of northern Utah will be a no-drone zone. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, is with me live in the studio now. So where is this no-go zone for drones?
It's pretty large. If you look at the information put out by the FAA just this afternoon, it's a radius spreading out from Salt Lake City, and it goes all the way up, if you can picture this, Ogden at the north end, Provo at the south end, past Tooele on the west, and over into basically the western Uinta Mountains on the east.
Oh, where the vast majority of Utah's population
is. Right, exactly. And so you might think, hey, if I'm up in Park City, I'm so far away, you know, I'm going to pop my drone up because I'm flying and that's not going to bother anybody. You are under this restriction.
Well, what, is the Secret Service going to take you out if you're 50 miles away playing with a drone in your backyard?
You know what? When it comes to executive travel, you do not mess around. And if it's not the Secret Service that's going to pay you a visit, certainly the FAA would not be happy with you, and they would want to follow up.
Okay, seriously, Dave, how in the world would someone know who just flies their drone? It's fun in the backyard. How are they supposed to know about all this?
You know, this is the funny situation we're in with drones right now. Drone operators are in some ways treated like pilots and professional pilots and are supposed to know a lot of the stuff. On the KSL News radio app right now, you can see the map showing the rings, and this comes from what's called a NOTAM, which is an abbreviation of sorts for Notice to Airmen that the FAA puts out. And so it's posted online. You can go actually find the map and the description of it. But it is a little like reading Greek if you don't know some of the terms and some of the abbreviations and all that kind of stuff that the pilots are supposed to know.
Okay, so don't fly the drone, but from what time to what time?
Right. So the notice that they put out today starts at 10:15 and ends at 2:15. So it's not all day, but that could certainly change. So you can't necessarily think, well, they told me on Friday I'd be good by 3. I will just put it up without checking again on Monday.
Gotcha. So while you're here, the president will fly into, what is it, Wright Air Force Base? No, the Air National Guard Base.
Right. It's the Utah Air National Guard Base.
But that's right at SLC.
Correct.
Right?
Yep. It's just on the east side of Salt Lake City International Airport.
So is that going to mess up air traffic for anybody who's traveling Monday?
Good question. So if you look at the information the FAA puts out here, they say, hey, all flights are restricted within this area except for, and then it goes through a list of exceptions. And part of that would be commercial flights. So presuming that there's no other security reason to halt flights, the passenger traffic through Salt Lake City International should go forward as normal.
Okay, and all of this is subject to change, right?
Right, of course. As with anything, when the president comes to town, right, the rules go out the window and we kind of fly by the seat of our pants.